Awakening of awareness, surrender into being, and through being into the Absolute, creating a unity of consciousness and absorption in the now. Awakening of the heart, which is bridging awareness with the source, are the elements required to actualize the complete inner state beyond the mind. The inner state is internal space rooted in the dimension of pure subjectivity, within which our personal identity, our personal intelligence and sense of me can abide as the internal home ground, as the refuge beyond the world of appearances. It is actually our inner home, our original state, the foundation of our existence as personal consciousness, personal consciousness, in order to manifest, express, and function in a way that it is in harmony with truth and reality, has to be rooted in such inner state. Inner state is the link between personal consciousness and the universal I am, the light of creation. It is the bridge between illusion or consciousness of forgetfulness and our eternal original state. However, that to which we refer as realization of wholeness goes beyond awakening of the inner state. To be in complete inner state, no matter how profound, does not imply that one has reached condition of wholeness. The state of wholeness is directly tied to the awakening of the soul. The soul cannot awaken fully unless she has the foundation of the inner state, unless she abides in reality through the portal of the inner state. Only the ground of immobility and clarity constitutes the proper environment within which the soul can actualize herself. awakening of the soul goes beyond awakening of the heart, though the heart is where the seat of the soul dwells within human body, the soul is much bigger than that. The soul awakens to her essential identity, to her very I am-ness within the heart and within awareness. These are two areas in our human form where the soul meets herself as the light of I am. Whether you experience your awareness as the I am of the soul or the I am of the human directly reflects how deeply you have realized the truth of your awareness and how deeply you remember yourself as that very soul. And so, with the heart, awakening of the heart or opening of the heart does not imply realization of the soul's essence, because our heart is primarily in the dimension of ignorance, open and oriented towards human reality. It is directly linked with our emotional body, with our emotional centers, and it seeks emotional gratification, emotional fulfillment through experience of love, compassion, unity, empathy, and various other elements within human reality, with something that is external to oneself, but which can reflect our emotional needs and can fulfill them. When you meet another human being and you experience deep love, this other person actually reflects your own heart and your own emotional needs and is able to complete something in you that you lack in yourself. That's why we all seek love, in order to reflect in something that is external, our own love, our own heart, our own depth of feeling. Realization of the heart, the realization of its essence, which is the I am-ness of the heart, goes beyond our relationship with the world, but points within. It is the radical internalization of the heart energy through which the purest light of heart is being met, actualized, as the I am of the soul. The I am of the soul within your heart is in direct connection, timeless connection, with the divine dimension or the love aspect of the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is a mystery that human mind cannot grasp, but we do have certain understanding, certain insights into that reality. And the fundamental aspects, energies of the ultimate reality is that it is composed of the absolute as its foundation, which is the most impersonal aspect of the ultimate reality. It is the source prior to consciousness that sustains not only our reality, but sustains even the divine dimension. The divine dimension as well abides upon the absolute. That to which we refer as the divine dimension is the love aspect, the heart aspect of the ultimate. It is the pure light of love that fills up the space of the absolute. Transforming the impersonal ground of reality into something magnificent. And finally, the third aspect of the ultimate reality is universal intelligence. Meaning that ultimate reality is intelligent. It contains within itself the movement of understanding that is so profound that no concepts or human intuitions can come even closer to that. Realization of the heart, realization of the heart's essence, which is the I am-ness of the soul, connects us directly with the divine dimension or realization of the beloved, the heart of Creator, the heart of the creation. That's why soul realization and deep devotion to the divine realm are complementary aspects of the same experience, the same enlightenment of the soul's heart. Returning to the subject of what state of wholeness really is, it is the filling up, the embodiment of the inner state through the soul's presence that gives rise gradually to the state of wholeness. Meaning that the inner state ceases to become merely a space of our abidance, something that we rest in or find refuge in. It becomes our identity. It embodies, it personifies our pure subjectivity, the divine subjectivity of our eternal self, that is still individual in terms that it has a unique place in creation and unique consciousness, but it is no longer separated from the rest of creation. It is merged into totality. It is an expression of that totality in creation. In our terminology, in our map of awakening, the first step in approaching the condition of wholeness is realization of the transparent me, which exemplifies the unity of our subjective essence, our subjective identity, and the whole of the inner state. To simplify it through transparent me, it is as if you begin to experience the rest in the absolute, your own heart, your own awareness, the whole of yourself, as this very me which you are, the me of the soul. And since it is so boundless, unfocalized, uncentralized, it is beyond any centers, any points of focus inside your body and existence, that's why it is called transparent me. It is still me, meaning that if you investigate this experience sensitively, you see that though it is spacious and merges into everythingness, it still has certain transparent boundaries. It has still certain limits within the state of oneness. Yet these limits or these boundaries of me are so profoundly fused into everythingness, which is the outer and the inner, that it does not create a sense of limitation or separation. The evolution into wholeness primarily refers to the evolution and awakening of the soul, but it is directly tied to our completion in the human dimension as well. The human is an expression of the soul in time dimension. It is her extension in this world. The soul could not exist in this world without the human. It needs human as its vehicle. However, somewhere on the way, the human not only forgotten that it is an expression of the soul, it got sucked into dimension of unconsciousness and ignorance, and actually, instead of serving the soul awakening, became an obstruction, an impediment to to that awakening. So what the soul is doing, the essence of the soul, is that it is trying to activate this remembrance in the human through different means. It is knocking to this thick mind of the human, trying to awaken it, either through activating spiritual intuition or through experience of suffering and misery. Because when human is begins to experience his existence as suffering, is no longer so content in its ignorance, it starts to question himself, start to seek something that actually can relieve this suffering. First, by fulfilling his desires, because the human thinks that he is suffering because his desires are not fulfilled. So he is collecting the fulfillment of all those desires, or is creating new desires, and again trying to fulfill them endlessly. And at some point realizes that actually it does not relieve his suffering, that suffering still continues. Fulfillment of desires is just like a temporary distraction from the fundamental suffering. After the human discovers that actually his suffering is based on his neurotic negative tendencies of his very personality, emotional and mental structure, so he's trying to heal himself through therapies, body works, anything that, you know, this dimension offers. And again discovers that it does not bring the real relief from suffering. Perhaps some emotional healing takes place. Perhaps his mind is more pacified, but still a deep pain in his soul, this empty hole inside himself, is still disturbing, is still not allowing him to truly rest, to truly experience contentment. And usually it is the soul, if the soul is ready or evolved enough, that is bringing all those experiences to activate our spiritual quest. Because the soul knows that human life is short, an opportunity for evolution are not always so readily available in existence. Because existence is not such a secure place. It is dominated by energies that sabotage or a movement towards light. So the soul is trying to seize all opportunities it can to accelerate our growth. The purpose of the soul, in terms of human evolution itself, is not so much to create a state of wholeness within our human existence, because the human by nature can never truly embody complete wholeness, but it's more like to actualize completion as human consciousness. When the human consciousness reaches completion, relative completion, it is able to align itself with the awakening of the soul, to support it, and eventually to merge with the soul. The human who has surrendered to the soul is the one who has reached its ultimate purpose. He reflects, he mirrors the soul grandeur in the human realm through his own human consciousness. The completion of the human refers to many aspects. It's all personal, individual. Each one has different karmic elements to fulfill, different history. Generally speaking, it is based on fulfillment of the core desires, not all desires, but those which are karmically, they're meant to be realized, because they are so deep, and they are essential also, their fulfillment is essential for our growth. Going through many different human experiences, some of them suffering, some of them joy, some of them the very adventure of experiencing human life. Reaching certain emotional completion, which is tied again to fulfillment of major emotional desires, and transforming certain neurotic tendencies or obsessive tendencies that stand in opposition to our emotional fulfillment. General maturation on all levels, our relationship with the world, our relationship with others, the ability to connect properly to the earth itself and our material existence here. And the growth of intelligence. As the human intelligence reaches certain level of evolution, it begins to match, it begins to reflect and align itself with the intelligence of the soul. And this is where the human can truly begin to support the process of soul awakening, our spiritual evolution as such. So for many of you, where you are at, it's not necessarily about complete surrender of your human identity, consciousness, and the human perception to your soul and to the inner realm. It is more to create the foundation within, the foundation of the inner state, the foundation of the soul, that as time goes by, will create the proper environment for the human to be prepared for that surrender. The human gradually feels more fulfilled, as well as more frustrated with the earth, and something relaxes in his human consciousness and is able to begin to surrender itself to the soul. It realizes that ultimate bliss, ultimate truth is based on his absence, not on his expansion in the world. The absence of human does not mean eradication of human consciousness. It means merging of the human with the soul. So the soul becomes, reaches the status of our primal identity. We become the soul. We no longer experience the soul, we become the soul. and the human merge energetically in the world becomes its conscious representation and extension, the servant of our true being. So for now, for most of you, within the claustrophobia of human consciousness, within this neurotic condition of being locked in the mind and not having any space of inner abidance, you are working towards opening of the inner states and connecting more and more to the real you inside you, that is begging for awakening. Is crying to awaken in order to replace our false personality with its presence and light and truth.